أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. My copy please. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. We greet you all in Colombia, South Carolina, as well as those who in the phone hookup, Jersey, and those who may hear the tape wherever they are with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, which is Tuesday 15 of the month Safar for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 9th of June for the year 1998. And this is class tonight, supposed to be the 16th class from the book of Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective. This is the class number 16. And today, inshallah, we have a new chapter, which is the chapter of Al-Adhan, the call to prayer. And specifically, we'll be dealing with the book Bulugh al-Maram, in page number 68. And before we get in discussion concerning the hadith which he came in the book Bulugh al-Maram, we like to give a small introduction about our class tonight, inshallah, which deals with the adhan. First, we like to give a small definition. What is adhan? Adhan or al-adhan? Alif, Zal, Alif, Noon. Adhan or Al-Adhan. Alif, Lam, Alif. Zal, Zal, Alif, Noon. Or A-D-H, A-A-N. Or A-L dash, A D H A A N. Al-Adhan. الأذان means to announce or to inform. This is linguistic speaking. Islamically speaking, we talking about a special call with a special word in a special time, special wording at a special time for the purpose is to announce the coming of the time of Salah, to inform the Muslims that the time for Salah is due, is in. Basically, this a general definition to the word of Adhan. Adhan is mashru' and been legislated by the Book of Allah as well as the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word Adhan as well as Nida came in the Book of Allah as in Surah Al-Jum'ah, the Friday chapter, verse number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what the meaning is, that when you proclaim or when you make the call for the prayer, they will take it as a joke and mockery. The hypocrite or the kafirun, when they hear you calling the adhan, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when you call the people for the prayer, when you call them, that means using the adhan, اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزْوًا وَلَعِبًا, they took it as a joke, making fun of you. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. سورة الجمعة, الله سبحانه وتعالى giving special addressing to the believers by calling them, oh you believe. Allah is talking to the believers, telling them, since you are believers, and as a result of being believers, that when the adhan call specially for Jum'ah, for the Salah in Yawm al-Jum'ah, for the Jum'ah prayer, Friday prayer, so hasten to the remembrance of Allah, fas'aw ila dhikrillah, because this khutbah, okay, supposed to remind you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to revive this iman in your heart by reminding you about the hereafter and about Allah and about your obligation. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave the selling, leave the business. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us leave the business, which is the most important thing, okay, because if you don't make business, you're not going to be making money, and if you're not making money, you could not be making living. So anything else which comes less or less than business, you have to leave it. The most important thing which is making the business, so anything else which leading also for the making the business, that supposed to be left alone. As example, what I mean by this, studying the school, because after you study, you go in the classes and you take exam and you get your degree, you're going to go to get a job. So whatever business or whatever leading to business, okay, if you are doing business or you're preparing contract for business, whatever, if the business itself or you're discussing business or you're promoting business or you're taking something eventually bring about business, whatever it is, everything in your life as a Muslim have to be stopped when the Jum'ah is in. So we see that the adhan and the call for the prayer been mentioned in the Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have two muadhin, and this in the collection of Imam Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have two muadhin, which is Bilal ibn Rabah, may Allah be pleased with him, and also Abdullah ibn Maktum, the blind man. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have these two muadhin. The scholars concerning this adhan, mashru'iyat al-adhan, or the initiating the adhan or calling the adhan, that some of them, they categorize it to be a must. Okay? For every salah, for every jama'at. And some they understood to be fard kifaya. Fard, but is not fard for everybody. That mean if a mosque in the town calls the adhan, this will be sufficient for everybody else. They don't have to call the adhan. But if no adhan been called in any mosque or by any individuals in this town, now all the people of this town, they are sinner. They committing sin by neglecting the obligation of calling the adhan. And it used to be the mannerism of the Sahaba before they go to expedition or to go to open a country or to open or to conquer a city or a state, they will wait to hear. If they hear a call for the adhan out of this city or this town, and if they did not hear a call of the adhan, that means that there is no Muslims exist in this area, because this is something like the flag. Okay? The flag that you put it in the embassy. So a call of adhan constitutes that there is a Muslims, that there is a jama'at, there is a masjid, there is a believers in this town. And whenever there is a town that has no jama'ah, no adhan, the shaitan istahwad alayhim al-shaytan. The shaitan had prevailed over them, took over this town and this city. And we understand that the adhan is one of the things that we do to make the shaitan run away. Whenever the shaitan hears the adhan, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that he be running away. Okay, why he passing gas? وَلَهُ durat. Okay, because he could not live with the remembrance of Allah. Okay, when he hears the remembrance of Allah, the call of adhan, he run away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us about reward and the blessings of the adhan in different narration, which one of them, hadith which reported by Muawiyah radiallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim. المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. Those who call the adhan. مؤذنون is جمع of مؤذن, is a plural for مؤذن. مؤذن is the person who calls the adhan. So the adhan is the call for the prayer, and the person who calls the adhan, we call him what? مؤذن. So the مؤذن who takes this as part of his daily life, carry and always concerned about calling the adhan, in يوم القيامة, in the day of the judgment, he will be the longest neck among the people. Which can mean physically, that his neck can be understood that means the status of this person. Okay? It can be expression, like you say, this person with a long neck, that means the honor, the respect, okay? Like a high degree. So those people who concern about calling the adhan, they will be among the most rewarded and most noticeable people in the day of judgment. And also we know about the reward of the adhan from Hadith Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman, that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said to him, إذا كنت في غنمك أو باديتك فأذنت بالصلاة فارفع صوتك بالنداء فإنه لا يسمع مدى صوت المؤذن جن ولا إنس ولا شيء إلا شهد له يوم القيامة سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith, which in the collection of Imam Malik and Ahmad and Bukhari, that Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman, he said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that when you are among your sheep's livestock, where you are there in the farm and you have these animals and taking care of your business, okay? Or if you are in the mountain, wherever you go to take care of, out of the city limit, and when you call the adhan, raise your voice with the adhan. Indeed, nothing will hear the muadhin voice, regardless if it's jinn or a human being, or anything, except will come to be a witness to him in the day of judgment. I heard this from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trees, mountains, rocks, everything hear your voice. They will come in the day of judgment as a witness to you that they heard you proclaiming the adhan, that they heard you mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the things that tells us about the reward of the adhan, and this is one of the things that the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they used to compete with each other. To such a degree, if they have nothing except to cast lot or draw, what you call, straws, okay, like what we use today, like you say, head or tail, okay. If they have no other choice except to found a means of competition, and everybody want to call the adhan except to cast lots or draw straws or whatever means to tell head or tail or whatever, which one, if they have no means except to do this, they will do it. But I would like to make some small clarification, hopefully that no one get disappointed or feel that I'm trying to put them down. Although that the reward of the adhan is something good and great, and that we should compete with each other about trying to call in the adhan, but also we have to understand that the adhan is a form of worship, one of the symbols of the deen. And the mannerism of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to choose the most beautiful person to call the adhan. Okay? So this is one thing we have to understand, because this is a form of da'wah. So we should choose and select a person who can perform. You can come here if you want. That a person who can perform it properly. Sometimes we see people just, he took shahada last week, and the next thing he won't fight over the microphone, want to call in the adhan. Alhamdulillah, this is good from the brothers, they have concern about calling the adhan. But we have to understand also that we are presenting the Islam, we're giving da'wah, especially those who call in the adhan by the loudspeakers, people in the street, in the public, okay? And they don't know what is going on, okay? So number one, a person have to learn how to call the adhan, okay? And also you have to pronounce the adhan properly, okay? Not mispronounce it. Otherwise you should leave it to somebody else until he make practice. You see, many everything in our life will go about practice and training. But when it comes about adhan and giving khutbah and leading the salah, we ready to jump, okay, and get in the front, which is not right. Thirdly, that we should also be concerned about if all of us equal and all of us know how to call the adhan, we should see who is the person among us that have a better voice to call the adhan. Okay? This is something that we should take it in consideration, inshallah. After this small introduction, if you want to call it small, sometimes what's small to me is not small to you, but we can go back to our usual class, which is from Kitab Bulugh al-Maram, book Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective, and page number 68, this Kitab al-Salah, the book of prayer. And this is, will be chapter 2, Al-Adhan, the call to prayer, Hadith 144. عن عبد الله بن زيد ابن عبد ربه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال طاف بي وأنا نائم رجل فقال تقول الله أكبر الله أكبر فذكر الأذان بتربيع التكبير بغير ترجيع والإقامة فرادا إلا قد قامت الصلاة فلما أصبحت أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنها رؤيا حق الحديث أخرجه أحمد وأبو داود وصححه الترمذي وابن خزيمة حديث as we see it in بلوغ المرام and it seemed to be a part of the hadith because the way how I see it in the book Fuqh al-Islam Sharh Bulugh al-Maram which ta'lif al-Sheikh Abdul Qadir Shaybat al-Hamd that it say عن عبد الله بن زيد بن عبد ربه رضي الله عنه قال طاف بي وأنا نائم الرجل فقال okay the same hadith and I believe I saw it someplace else which I have to get the reference for it inshallah 144 the hadith number one is authentic the hadith you can find it in the collection of Sunan Imam Ahmad and the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi al-Bayhaqi Ibn Khuzaymah Imam al-Bukhari and I still have to keep looking because I remember وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله that I saw the hadith with a different narration and which I would like to present it to you see this is what happens when you deal with many books you don't know where you saw it Bismillah. Okay. Still, I didn't find it, but that Abdullah ibn Zayd had saw a man in his dream. I'm going to keep looking, inshallah, until I found it, and I can tell you from where I got it. And that the man was carrying a bill. Okay, and he said to him, would you sell this bill to me? He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, we can use it to call the people for prayer by ringing the bell, so when the people hear it, they will come. So the person in his dream told him, should I inform you about something better than this? He said, what? So he told him to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he taught him the adhan. The hadith, which must be in collection of Imam Ahmad or Abu Dawood, but I found it here. He said, قال عبد الله ابن زيد لما أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناقوس يعمل ليضرب به للناس لجمع الصلاة طاف بي وأنا نائم الرجل يحمل ناقوسا في يدي فقلت يا عبد الله أتبيع الناقوس. This here when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they were so concerned about how to bring the people to the Salah, because it was no any way to inform them. Some of them lived distant from the masjid, some of them close to the masjid, and with no means or ways to let the people know that it's time for Salah. They have a mashura, they have consultation, discussion, and some of them they thought about different methods and been presented, and none of them been acceptable because was imitation. As example, the bell. And the bell is the method that the Christian, okay, they use to call for their prayer. I don't know if any one of you was alive, but until recently and even in Egypt until today, you found they ring the bells, okay? And I think that maybe 10-15 years ago, I used to hear some bells here in South Carolina. So some Christians that still about their tradition, they ring bells, okay? You found this big bell in the top of the church. So this been presented and was not acceptable because this is the methods of the Christian. And Muslims, they are not supposed to be imitating Christian or Jewish, especially in form of worshipping or anything relating to ibadah. Okay? So the other methods been presented, which is al-buq, the horn. Okay? To blow in the horn, everybody will hear the noise. Okay? They know the time for prayer. But this also methods which been used by the Yahud, the Jewish, okay, was rejected. The third method was the fire, to kindle a fire, so when the people see the fire, they will know it's time for Salah. But this also was not acceptable because this is a method of Al-Majus, the worshipper of fire, okay? So, everybody went home, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well as the Sahaba, was a little concerned about a method and ways that to be calling for the prayer. Umar had suggest that as-salah jami'a, okay, with the word to say as-salah jami'a, as-salah jami'a, the prayer is to bring you together, prayer to bring you together, some in this meaning, okay? And everybody went to home thinking about it. So Abdullah ibn Zayd, in his dream, he saw this man holding the naqus, the bell, and he asked him, would you sell it to me? He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, we have this problem and we can use it. It seems something that we can use to call the people. When the bell rings, the bell, they will come. So he said to him, should I inform you about something better than this? He said, yes. He said to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And He told him or informed him about the adhan without tarji'. And the tarji' mean repetition of ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay? And I'm come to explain to you what this. So anyway, in the morning, asbahtu, falamma asbahtu ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Page number 69, saying, when it was morning, I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, it is a true vision. Okay, innaha la ru'ya haqq. So in the morning, Abdullah ابن زايد ابن عبد ربه went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the morning and told him about his dream, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was happy with this vision. Okay, we call it رؤيا, رؤيا حق. And the vision, the dream, good dream that he see is from the angel. Okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angel to present something good for you to see it in your dream. And it's good that when you see a good dream that you be happy with it, you can tell your friends about it, the beloved one. But if it's something bad, that means from the shaitan, call حلم. Okay, حلم من الشيطان. And a person is not supposed to tell to anybody when you see something bad disturbing. And when you wake up, you spit in your left side 3 times and say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and you moved from this side. Okay, this side. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said this is رؤيا حق, is a true vision, and became the adhan to became the use the methods. Okay, now when we say من غير ترجيع, what is ترجيع? One of the formality or the forms to call the adhan is to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 4 times. Okay, and after this, before he say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, he said what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, with a voice that enough for you to hear it, or the person who's sitting beside you can hear you. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And after this, he will say it again loud, like Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So this form called tarji'. You say Allahu Akbar 4 times, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah soft 2 times, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah 2 times soft, and after this you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah loud voice 2 times, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah with loud voice 2 times, and after this Hayya ala salah 2 times, Hayya ala al-falah 2 times, Allahu Akbar 2 times, La ilaha illallah. Okay, so when we say min ghayr tarji', this is let you know that there is another format with tarji'. So this form that Abdullah saw it in his dream, the one without what? Without tarji', without repetition of the shahada. Okay, alright, is this understood? Now if you look in the next hadith, now before we go to the next hadith, وذاد أحمد في آخره قصة قول بلال في أذان الفجر الصلاة خير من النوم. الصلاة خير من النوم, that prayer better than sleep. Okay, and in another narration in the collection of Abu Khuzaima, Ibn Khuzaima, reported by Anas, من السنة إذا قال المؤذن في الفجر حي على الفلاح قال الصلاة خير من النوم. This in the collection of Abu Ibn Khuzaima, that من السنة, from the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, after the muadhin say حي على الفلاح, in the morning prayer he will say what? الصلاة خير من النوم, that prayer better than sleep. And here I want to make a small comment, that the adhan al-fajr has 2 adhan. Adhan al-fajr has 2 adhan. Okay, a lot of Muslims, they don't know about it. But the strange is that he found most of the Muslims, they know about 2 adhan for Jum'ah. And this is another subject that I really, I'm going to try to avoid to jump into it today. But if we have enough time in the class, I will drill on it a little bit. But the sunnah and the practice in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what? 2 adhan for Fajr. One is before Fajr, and one after, when the time of Fajr. The purpose of the first adhan is to wake up the people for tahajjud prayer, or maybe for taking suhoor, okay, preparation for salah, whatever it is. And this is the adhan that is supposed to be as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm in it. Okay? Salah better than sleep. The second adhan, which is known to most of the Muslims today, and basically in many masjids, this is all what they call, because they only go to open when the time almost for adhan. Okay? Because you could not, you understand, have a TV and tahajjud. Okay? In very rare cases, okay? People sitting talking in the phone or whatever they're doing at night and go sleep late. So the tahajjud became a terminology which disappeared from a lot of Muslims' dictionary. Okay? So tahajjud almost is not known to many Muslims. So now the salah khayrun min an-nawm is supposed to wake up the people. The strange thing that he found in some places that they call the adhan twice, even in Mecca and Medina, he found that muazzin say as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm in the second adhan, not in the first adhan. But which one of you will think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, they used to be sleeping during this time? Those people, they did not know sleep during the second adhan. They already up before the second adhan, hours and hours reciting Quran, making tahajjud. So can you imagine Bilal saying as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, waking up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only to go to lead the salah? This is not true. No way. This is no way. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him, قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Get up in the night, okay? Except little. Sleep little. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why? Because he disliked sleeping before Isha and discussion after Isha. So that means the proper way is to go to sleep early after you make Isha and get up for tahajjud in the last third of the night. So when the first adhan is called, Muslims usually they up, I mean the Sahaba, or they about to wake up. So this is the reason he's telling them as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. But the second adhan, which is the actual time for the prayer, they already awake. These Muslims, they don't know the sleep during this time. Okay? And Allah knows best. Alright? We bought this in the end, so Abdul Aziz can be happy. Okay? Because, like we said, that my opinion can be right, somebody else's opinion can be wrong, and also, somebody else's opinion can be wrong, and mine can be right. Or somebody else can be right and mine is wrong. Okay? You see, we told you have to put seat belt, brother, when you sit in the masjid. Don't fall again. So, this is a thing where I'm not going to argue about it, but I present what I believe strongly. Although that some people say, come on, you try to tell me that everybody, all these scholars in Mecca and Medina, everywhere, they don't know. Are you the only one know? But the action of people nowadays does not constitute what is right, what is wrong. I used to live in Medina, which you used to call 5 or 7 adhan for each time. And I went, I talked to the imam, and I told him that this is bid'ah. But who's going to listen to me? Later on, maybe 5 years later, this stopped. That means, let's say it's time for Asr now, okay? They used to have 5 calls for Adhan in the same time. So that means the first Muazzin will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the second Muazzin say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The third one, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fourth one, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fifth one. So the first one is not going to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. until five other people, and all of them was a loud speaker. I was living in Medina during this time, and I witnessed this with my own eyes. I'll give you an example also about Jum'ah to Adhan, which is practiced in the Haram and is Bid'ah. If you remind me, I'll tell you after the class, because I don't want to occupy the class with my personal opinions and understanding and observation. So, I know some of you like it, some they don't, but hey, we give a free classes here, so you don't like it, don't put your donation next time. And in next hadith, which is 145, hadith number 145, page number 70, وعن أبي محذورة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمه الأذان فذكر فيه الترجيع. الحمد لله. أخرجه مسلم ولكن ذكر التكبير في أوله مرتين فقط. رواه الخمسة. Okay. This hadith أبو محذورة. حديث أبو محذورة. Okay. Sheikh Abdul Ahad, please. This hadith is authentic, and this hadith is saying that Abu Mahzura, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the adhan, and he mentioned the tarji' in it. Okay, so this is what I was telling you. So there is another form to call the adhan by making what? By making tarji'. Okay? And say, ولكن ذكر التكبير في أوله مرتين. And this is another form for the adhan. And all of them correct, and all of them sunnah. Okay? So the first form, according to the first hadith we study, is to say Allahu Akbar four times. Okay? After this, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله 2. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله 2. حي على الصلاة 2. حي على الفلاح 2. الله أكبر 2. لا إله إلا الله 1. How many sentence? الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. Okay, this is one way. How many? 15. You have a different lesson, sister? Did you count wrong? We usually one number different. Okay. Now let's see the second one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And after this with a low voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Now with a loud voice again, you say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. How many? 19. Okay. Now the third way of calling the adhan is الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر. Okay, let's count again. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. How many? Now, with a low voice, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Again, with a loud voice, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. How many? 17. These are three ways, and all of them correct, and all of them from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. Hadith number 146 وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمر بلال أن يشفع or أن يشفع الأذان ويوتر الإقامة إلا الإقامة يعني إلا قوله قد قامت الصلاة حديث متفق عليه. This hadith which reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that Bilal been commanded, okay, that mean commanded by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the teacher. He's the one who tells the people what's right, what's wrong, what's halal, what's haram, how to do things. Been commanded to make shafa'a. The shafa'a is dul, and what is what? Ad. So, umira bilal an yashfa' al-adhan. That means to call the adhan what? Two. How? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is two. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is two. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is also two. Hayya ala salah. حي على الصلاة. This is two. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. This is two. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. This is two. لا إله إلا الله. Okay. How many is this? 13. Is this correct? Alright. So he been commanded to make شفع for the أذان. And to make the إقامة